Welcome back, Baltimore Positive and WNST.net. We are at Fadley's in Lexington Market. Don Moeller, I love when we come in and meet Dammy Hunt 6-7 months ago, whenever it was, and we talk about doing Baltimore Positive, we're doing these things here, that we actually have to have a bonus segment that does not include her teaching me how to eat a crab properly, east side, west side. We might not get 2 million views on this one because we're not eating a crab, right. But we're gonna fix Baltimore today. Good to see you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
You haven't fed me a crab cake yet, so this segment might be a little shorter because I'm hungry. I'm getting hangry around here.
So he did feed the congressman earlier.
Yeah, we did. And you've got your dear friend, Kristen Mitchell's here from the Market Center and the Merch Association.
Hello.
I want to make sure I get you up on microphone
okay.
here. You guys are doing a cleanup here. We've talked about this a couple weeks, and I've done a lot of Baltimore Positive segments. I do a lot of community and charity and events and stuff like that. The last 4 months on my timeline, maybe it's just because I'm doing Baltimore Positive, it feels like everybody's coming down and getting a shovel, getting a squeegee, getting something to clean things around here. You guys are doing an amazing thing here in a couple Sundays, right?
Yes, we are. We're getting ready coming up on October 20th to do a downtown Market Center cleanup. And Kristen can tell us what the map is like.
Sure. So we're going to be cleaning on October 20th. We have the Market Center Trash Bash. We are centered on the Lexington Market area, but we'll go as far north as Franklin Street,
okay.
as far south as Baltimore, west to Paca Street, and east to Liberty and Cathedral, the bike lanes. And depending on how many volunteers we get, we can go further. But our goal is to improve the appearance of the area around Lexington Market, get people involved in cleaning up their community, building a greater sense of community and ownership over the Market Center area. And we want to do this no matter what, but it's also really important to do it right now because we want to complement the work that is going to be done on the new Lexington Market.
Well, we're excited about this. We've talked about it for a couple of months, and I know you've put the army of energy together. Everybody in the market's participating in this, right?
Well, the merchants in the area are participating in it.
We have a number of co-sponsors. So Everyman Theater, which is a great community partner, is together with Dami. They really dreamed this up. So they're partnering with us and offering discounted tickets to Radio Golf for volunteers. Catholic Relief Services is joining in, City Center Residents Association, Lexington Market, of course, and Seawall Development.
I want to say it's so interesting you mentioned Everyman. Dami, you and I have talked about it. My wife and I love Everyman, come down a couple of times a season. I would say to all, particularly again to my suburban friends, that if you're not familiar with Everyman Theater, come down, check them out. They're doing great things. Get back to the city. I mean, that's been our message. Kristen, I'm curious, what motivated this? Where did this come from? Where did this idea come from?
Well, we're always talking about the desire to beautify a Market Center, and it's one of the most concrete things that we can do. We can get our hands around it. We can do it. You know, it's not something we have to ask other people for help for, although we do appreciate all the help we can get. And it's something that people feel really good about when they participate. And so it's not just sweeping up trash, but we're also going to be doing some weeding and, hopefully, if we can get some power washing done, we really want to dig in and make a long-term change.
Why is this important for the market, Dami?
Appearances are always important for the market. And people walk. We have a lot of people walk up to the market. And just keeping the whole area clean all the time. We've got issues with plastic bags that blow around. We've got issues with trash that blow out of trash cans. And we got to keep up with it. It's one of the things that when the city is clean and an area looks nice, people tend to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep that rolling. So for us, it's the appearance of a nice, clean area makes people feel better about being there. And so that's why we want to make sure that this whole area is clean. We've got, we encompass, Market Center encompasses all the way down where the Hippodrome and the Everyman is, all the way up to, the Park Avenue. And it's a really nice area to walk in. And we just want to make sure
it's my
that
neighborhood. I live six blocks from here.
I'm saying, Nestor, you probably walk the city more than anyone I know. I know I talked...
I walk a lot.
You walk a lot of miles every day in Baltimore.
My wife
City.
And I did 24,000 steps on Saturday. We walked down to the City Garage with the Ravens. Then we walked back home. Then we walked over to the Marriott, Ouzo Bay, went to Roost Chris, and back. So, I mean, we get through the city. I walk when I come over here if I don't have my equipment, right? But seeing it improve, and there have been places I've gone where, and we've had Jack Young sit here, we've had Brandon Scott sit here, where I drove somewhere on the east side over by Broadway, and I went through an area, 12 blocks, 15 blocks. I said, Jack's doing a hell of a job here. Look at this. Jack, you know, because you give credit to the mayor or you give credit to the police chief or whatever it is. And then you go through other areas and say, well, this could use a cleanup. But I think everyone is looking at it now and talking more about it. I was not hearing about trash cleanup a year ago or 6 months ago. I just was not. Now it's kind of cool to be involved in this, which I think is, we all want it to be better.
Well,
right?
you had the mayor standing right here at
Crime
Fages,
and Grime,
talking about crime and grime,
crime and grime.
The mayor talked about getting irritated one day. There was a young man in the car in front of him.
Oh,
he told
the story.
And he threw like a McDonald's wrapper or something. And the mayor said to his security team, I want you to follow him and pull him over. They took the young man back, man, and picked the trash up. I mean, it sends a message.
The mayor rolls up, rolls the window down, and says, littering, really?
Right.
This is easy.
Let's
this
go
is
pick
blocking
it up.
And tackling. I mean, I go back to Mayor Schaefer and finding commercials he did back in the 70s where
trash
he had
ball.
All the trash ball. All the celebrities, Artie Donovan was in those commercials, Bart Jones in those commercials, Charlie Ekman, and they were all shooting baskets. Because basketball, you know, like everybody loves basketball, put it in the trash can. We've moved beyond that where people are dumping in the city. Like I heard him talking about that. And there's a focus on this. So
this is the grassroots of the Green New Deal.
I love it.
This is my Green New Deal. We want to keep the streets clean.
Well, we just had Congressman Sarbanes on earlier, and he talked about the importance and the strength of our neighborhoods and the people in the city and the diversity of the city, how those neighborhoods and those communities are stepping forward. And that's where it's going to happen. That's what's going to transform Baltimore, are people saying, we love our city and we're going to make a difference. So rather than just moan about the dirt and grime, you're saying, let's go clean it up.
Yeah, and we're getting a bunch of people together to do it together. And the more people get to know each other in this community, the more they're going to care about the community. They're not going to feel so disconnected. We want to bring everybody together, and that's why we're not just doing a cleanup, but we're having a celebration cookout afterwards where people can get to know each other. They can have some
Fadley's crab soup and some bratwurst.
That makes it worth it right
that's
there.
Right.
And then they can go to the show of Radio Golf afterwards, which is really a meaningful connection. Has a meaningful connection.
Do you
to
know
Baltimore.
About Radio Golf?
I do not.
Okay, I'm going to read.
Educate.
I have the press release. I'm going to read the whole press release here. The Market Center Merchants Association, in partnership with Catholic Relief Services, City Center Residents Association, Everyman Theater, and Fadley's here at Lexington Market and Seawall, going to hold the inaugural Market Center Trash Bash. Got a name? That's a good name. Trash Bash. It's Sunday, October 20th. I'm going to be in Seattle. I've already told you that, but I'm doing all the support I can here. The event's going to bring together community partners and volunteers to do a large-scale cleanup from 2 to 5. So you're getting it over right around first quarter. I like that. 2 until 5, culminating with a neighborhood block party from 5 till 6:30, Lexington Market, South Parking Lot, where I'm parked right now, with food and Fadley Seafood from other Lexington Market. You're going to bring donuts, aren't you? You always bring donuts.
Well, it's some
late
cookies.
In the day,
well,
though.
Probably
it's 5
cookies,
in the afternoon.
Cookies,
all right.
Cookies.
All participants in the cleanup, and this is where it's cool, have the opportunity to purchase $25 tickets to Everyman Theater's Sunday performance. Radio Golf, you ready for Radio Golf? The story of a black real estate developer running for the mayor of Pittsburgh in the mid-1990s who struggles with his role in gentrifying his childhood neighborhood and trying to make it better. That is a great story. Can I get back from Seattle in time to see the show?
And that's
the show,
Everyman.
The show running all week?
It runs through November 17th,
I'm going to the show.
And they do nothing but... Yeah. High quality.
You got my $25.
Oh, their productions are amazing.
They're incredible.
They're wonderful.
We got folks out there. They're going to listen to Nestor. They're going to hear this on the radio.
So
how do they get involved?
Register.
You can register at bit.ly/cleanupbemore.
What is that, Nestor, again?
Bit.ly for the old... he doesn't know what the hell Bitly is. / cleanup Baltimore. You can just throw me an email, nasty@wnst.net. I'll get you in touch. Or ness@baltimorepositive.com. I'll get you in touch with Damie. And always a pleasure. I love when we're doing a bonus segment and it has community value. That's bonus Baltimore Positive.
Get involved. Come down. Help them clean up right. Baltimore.
Can I talk food
area.
With you for a minute just before
sure.
we go
sure,
here?
Sure, sure.
I saw these folks over here, beautiful mm-hmm. folks here. Man, looks like Jim Brown, James Brown. Yeah. So, huge fried fish.
Yes.
I saw that same thing.
And I looked at that, and so my wife and I love me some fish and chips, right? So uh-huh. Europe, wherever, had the best fish and chips of my life in Australia on a beach side, where you have the best French fries, too, the big fat ones. Tell me about fish here, because, like,
I know people don't even think about the fish. They all think about
you
the crab
had
cake.
Mac and cheese.
That looked like a fish and chips that I'd never, I mean, that looked phenomenal.
I'll
Somebody
tell you
said
what
they
you
were
can
eating
do.
Lobster bisque here.
Yes. We have lobster bisque on the menu.
Why
we have seven
don't
soups
I
on the
know
menu.
This?
Fadley's, folks. Get downtown.
You
go
know,
ahead,
Jenny.
If you want fresh fish, you can go over to our fish market. You can pick out which fish you want. We will cut it, clean it, and you bring it over and have it fried so you can have whatever kind of
That's
fish
amazing.
You want in your fish and chips.
I'm doing that today.
That's amazing.
You know
it's
why?
Fantastic.
I know this is it's wrong for me to say this in front of you. I'm not in the mood for a crab cake. Right
you're going to eat.
Right. Let me tell you something.
You're going to eat some fried fish, aren't you?
Look, Jennings tells me they have the best. You have everybody just
State
crab
Fair
cake,
loves
crab
their
and
crab.
And I've been eating crab cakes for 6 months, and I saw that fish, and I'm like,
let me
yeah,
tell you something.
Yeah, let's
get
mix
one of those
up.
Live soft crabs or one of those great big fish and have it cleaned. They're fantastic. That's
all
what
right,
I eat. All
right,
all the
that's
time.
All I'm going to say because I can pimp your crab cakes. All everybody knows about your crab cakes, and they don't get. They don't get anything else.
That's right.
You
That's
go,
right.
You go to
but there's
pasta,
a lot of great
pasta.
Things.
There is a lot. All right,
a lot
so
of great
Sunday,
things on the menu.
What kind of fish we have today? Just tell me.
I have.
What should he get?
I have ling, whiting. I have fresh bronzinis. I have rainbow trout.
Bronzini.
I've got
bronzini.
Bass.
Yeah,
I've got some rockfish.
Yeah,
I've got.
Yeah.
I've got cod. I've got hake. Beautiful hake. I've got all kinds of fish over here. You pick it. We'll cook it for you.
If you're out,
it says right here, your fish come from the best schools.
That's right. They're really, really
all
smart.
I say, we say it every week. If you're out in the burbs and have not visited Fadley's lately, get downtown.
Yeah,
come
on
clean
down,
it up on
us.
October the 20th too.
Oh,
what
yes.
do you say,
join
Nestor?
Us. And there should be links on Facebook. With every man and with us and with the Lexington Market if you can't find it. So
Bitly, there it is. Bitly, cleanup, be more. There it is. All right.
There you go.
Bonus segment.
Bonus
Baltimore
segment.
Positive.
Thank
and
you, guys.
Starving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank,
thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It's amazing you make me this
See
happy when
20th.
I'm this hangry. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.